Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an empowering message titled Spiritual Blessings. Today he speaks about the blessings of healing and counsel. Come along.
So what blessings do children of God have? Let's read Matthew chapter 6. It's the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus tells us that we should see God as Father. We should see ourselves as children. Are you understanding me? You know, Jesus was the only person in the Bible who called God Father. He was the first person to introduce the word Father. Everybody called God, God. Even his name, they didn't use to mention it. So as you have been adopted, Jesus said, the first thing you should expect is what? The daily bread. Number two, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So the second one is what? Forgiveness. Number three, and lead us not into temptation. Number four, deliver us from evil. Then it says, thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So if we are children, listen, these four blessings, they are ours. Put your hands together for Jesus. They are ours. I mean, Jesus said, if you are, an adopted, these things, they are for you. Number one is what? Bread. Number two is what? Forgiveness. Number three, lead us not into temptation. Number four, deliver us from evil. These are four spiritual blessings that the adopted children of God must ask for, demand it, experience it, pray for it, and manifest in their lives. That's why it's a blessing to be a child. My children expect certain things from me. They expect pocket money, they expect food, they expect clothes, they expect money to make calls. They always come and ask me for money for all kinds of things. So what should we also be expecting from our Heavenly Father? Jesus lists four things here. He says, expect these things. Let's take them one by one. Bread. Take somebody bread. What is bread? I'll give you three probable definitions. Number one, it means provision of our material needs, including money. Because money helps you to get your material needs. Number two, it means healing, bread. These are all the words of Jesus. Matthew 15, 21. Jesus went thence and departed in the coast of Tyre and Sidon. A woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Lord, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. Peter said, drive this woman away. She's wasting our time. Jesus said, it is not meet to take the children's bread, throw it to the dogs. She told the woman. In verse 26, she said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. When he says, give us our bread, it means give us healing. Heal us. He called healing bread. The woman said, 27, truth, Lord, but even the dogs, they eat of the crumbs of the bread that fall from the children's table. And the word is what? Children. Children. The children's table. This one is not even a child. We know who she is, but she's not even a child. But she's asking for crumbs of the bread. 28, Jesus said, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou art. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. This is somebody who is not a child, but is enjoying crumbs And the crumbs of the bread bring healing. How much more the real bread itself? It is not meat to take the children's bread, to throw it to the dogs. I don't know whether you are sick today, but remember that as a child of God, you qualify for what? Healing. That's why when I said the testimony at the beginning, as someone who had been sick for 12 years, I said, it doesn't matter how long your sickness has been there. Every single day, pray about it. One day you wake up, you hear that it is gone. It is gone. But sometimes when we are sick, we think that, oh, because it has kept long, so it can never go. It's not true. You have diabetes. Pray every day. If it will not let you rest, don't let it rest. It's part of what? Your bread. As an adopted child, it's part of your bread. Because it's your bread. Look, there is no sickness that must feel so comfortable. It's got a sofa bed, it's lying down, it's even put on air conditioning and it's relaxed. If it is troubling you, trouble it. It is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. It's a righteous thing. But here you are, you have made your sickness your friend. No. Now, it's a spiritual blessing. You know this woman, she didn't get it just when she asked, no, then she got it all. No. She followed Jesus. She was crying. She was screaming. Disciples says, let her go. Jesus said, you are a dog. So many things. But he said, look, I don't care the obstacles. I will ask till I receive my bread. Time won't stop me. People won't stop me. Inconvenience won't stop me. Nothing will stop me till I get my bread. It's not when she came, she told Jesus, just okay, be healed. No, it wasn't as simple as that. It took tenacity, stubbornness, following. Imagine that Jesus is going to Accra Mall, met Jesus here, crying after Jesus, ah, past Coca-Cola, past Manet Junction, past whatever, crying. I mean, this must be some obstinate person. But maybe you, the first cry, no sign, so you have retired. Our Father, give us our daily bread because we are adopted children. You are suffering for some sickness. Begin to pray for yourself. Ramana kashita kabu shoroko bojanda bo kabalia la barianda. Romana ganda bo shala bo kabarianda bo zanda bo kabarianda. Rabar ganda bo riala bo rianda bo shala barianda bo rianda bo rianda. Finally, number three. Bread means a word from the Lord. Tell somebody, a word from the Lord. God has to speak to you. He has to counsel you. He has to talk to you. In Luke chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. In those days, he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Verse 3, and the devil said to him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. In other words, bread is God's word, his counsel, his direction, his advice to you. Jesus said, that is bread. He said, when God speaks to us, his word, he said, it is bread. You know, in life, one thing that we need is, we need counsel from the Lord. You don't know whether you should marry Bobby Shafto, who has gone to sea, or you should marry somebody else who is around. Bobby Shafto gone to sea, silver buckles on his knees, he'll come down and marry me, Bobby Shafto. So should you marry Bobby Shafto, or you should marry Kwame Malakai? Who should you marry? This way you need your bread. God has to open his mouth and give you divine direction and speak to you the words that come from his mouth. You have money, you don't know what to do with it. That's a common problem. How many of us have money, we don't know what to do with it? Lift your hand, let me see. Hey, why? Nobody has money in this church. Look, even if you have 100 cities, you don't know what to do with it, it's money. 50 cities, you don't know what to do with it, it's money. To me, I think that is the most common problem. You can have 100 cities, but what do you do with it? That's the question. You need financial guidance. That's bread. Jesus will say to you, do this. You don't know whether you should travel or you should not travel. You have a major decision to make. Should you take this job or that job? You need bread. Words that proceed out of the mouth of God. God has to speak to you, direct you, grant you. There is a problem. You don't know how to go about it. God has to speak to you. So Jesus said, bread is God speaking to us. When he said, give us our daily bread, it has three probabilities. Money, material provision, healing, and these are the words of Jesus. Healing and divine guidance from God.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that when God promised to provide our daily bread, it includes counsel from his word and healing. Join us again for another exciting encounter with Kakwa Baden.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins.
Today I repent of my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Amen. God bless you. May be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Finally conceived. He said, dear pastor, somewhere in October, I asked you to pray for me for the fruit of the womb because I was not conceiving. After your prayer, I did the test and lo and behold, I am pregnant.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakwa Baden on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakwa Baden AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakwa Baden. It's that simple. Kakwa Baden AirPower app, on the go with a word. The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakwa Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233-557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakwabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233-55-790-10. Send an email to info@kakwabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.